What's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to the Two Sides, One Story podcast. Let's go. And we going. Thank you for tuning in to Two Sides, One Story podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Darnell.
This is Rob.
Yeah. And we want to thank you guys for tuning in to our new episodes. Another one, this is our second episode to our new podcast. Real quick, if you guys would like to know more about us, what we're going to end up doing is dropping throwback episodes to know more about us and where we came from, because we're not new to podcasts. We were on a show, Y'all Ain't Easy. And that's still, you know, that's still a part of us. So we're going to start dropping new episodes. So hopefully you guys check it out.
Yeah.
What's going on with you, bro?
Not much, man. Good. Just back. Ready to go, man. Battling the cold weather. Just, you know, doing well, man. Doing well. Yeah, How about you?
Same here, man. I mean, it ain't as cold as you got it down there back in Boston. But, you know. I'm maintaining. I'm loving not having no snow. So,
I'm go ahead, rub it in.
Yeah.
Rub it in.
So, other than that, man, you know, we have some things we want to talk about and discuss on this episode. So, you know, we're trying to get into it. You know,
absolutely, man. So, one thing that we said that we wanted to touch on was a clip by Dez Bryant. For those that don't know, Dez Bryant is a retired wide receiver. He played in the NFL. He played for the Dallas Cowboys. And I think he had his last cup of coffee with the New Orleans Saints. But we have a clip we want to play for you and just kind of get into this conversation.
Yeah. Let's check it out. Courtesy of the Shade Room.
Let me read something. It's been on my phone for about, since I met y'all, it's probably like 6 years. You know, to say, break generational curses. Quit yelling at your kids before they go to bed and expect them to sleep well. Quit yelling at your kids in the morning right after they wake up before school and expect them to have a good day. You set the tone for your children. You set the tone for your voice. They will always remember in their heads. You become the inner voice. Don't be the inner critic. Speak life. Speak love. Speak bravery, kindness, and hope. Speak wisdom and truth. Most of all, listen to your children. I never had none of that. I give that to mine. And that's my number one priority. That's, I follow that. That's how I break it. And, you know, so when I do it, I live it. I live it. I'm on for body.
Yeah. So, that was that clip, bro.
That was deep.
Very emotional. How you feel about it?
Well, I think that's deep. Hearing that, man, and hearing the pain, like the pain is definitely real in his voice. You can hear it. I think all of us, everyone, even those, like everyone listening, us being on the show, we all have things from our past growing up that have affected us. And if you haven't, and whether it's positive or negative, something has affected you in your lifetime from growing up. And it's kind of work to shape who you are as a person now. But for that, just really quickly, is for Dez Bryant, it brings me back to when Dez was being drafted. I'm a Patriots fan, longtime Patriots fan. I remember Dez being a talented individual who came into the draft, top five potential. And on draft day, he just kept sliding and sliding down the board and people weren't taking him. And I'm like dying for us to take Dez Bryant. And while I'm watching it on TV, they talked about character flaws, concerns about his upbringing. So when you hear that, man, it's like, wow. You know, I started digging a little bit deeper into Dez's background and say, like, what could he possibly be talking about? Mm-hmm. So Dez Bryant I found out was born to a young teenage mother who was arrested for dealing crack cocaine when he was 8 years old. Des Bryant is an individual who, while in high school, moved around to about eight different residents, had a very tumultuous upbringing. And you can hear the pain in his voice, man. So for me, when I hear that, I first acknowledge the pain. But I also realize that this is a brother who wants to do different, who wants to change the generational curse for his family. And it's actually kind of amazing that he's made it to where he has with his story, bro. Like he financially, he's been able to put them in a different spot, but we all know it's not just about money. You know what I'm saying? He's actually pouring into his kids emotionally and giving them what he didn't get. I think it's dope.
Absolutely. I'm a huge supporter of breaking generational curses, especially when you know you didn't have the best, and you know all the stuff you had to go through, and like you said, moving to different eight different households. That's crazy. 'Cause you want to one thing about doing that, and while I feel he is very intentional, because you don't want your kids to suffer or feel the same way you felt growing up, especially if it luckily he became he got a chance to play in the NFL, and I don't know what else he's doing, but he had an opportunity to work on changing things, and he currently has an opportunity, and that's what he's showing that he's actually doing. Like I said, if it didn't work for you, why would you take that same stuff that you've been through, whether or not whatever you've been through caused you to be angry, not be there? You know, if you didn't feel the love, you can turn around and not show love to your kids. You can just be an absent father and feel like, you know, a lot of people think that money is, you know, is the best way to just drop money off, but not be intentional and be in your kid's life to show them a different way. So, you know, like he's saying, like, speak life, love, you know, pour into your kids, build them and not tear them down. You know what I mean? And don't carry on the same cycle is basically is what he's trying to say. So that's very important. I'm a huge supporter of it. Allow your kids to also be themselves, man. And you know, of course, I mean, he's in his kid's life. He'll be in his kid's life, so he's not just gonna not just willy nilly just let his kids go out there in the world. But you know, don't beat them down or yell at them where they feel like they can't come to you and talk to you and be themselves. That's basically how I feel. Yeah.
Absolutely, man. A lot of good points, man. And like, there are times where I'm just speaking for me personally now, right? Like you talked about like breathing life into the kids and being that voice of like starting their day off on a positive, as you send them out into the world, sending them out with a positive message. That can be challenging on a daily basis. I'm not gonna lie, right? Like I strive to do it. My wife does a really good job of telling me like, hey, make sure you send them off to school with the right message, right? But when you're running, grabbing bags, grabbing lunch, grabbing snacks, so sometimes you lose sight of that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm constantly now trying to like make sure that however we started off, when you get on that bus and go, that the message is a positive one, man. So it's challenging though. I'm not gonna lie, it is very challenging,
Man,
man.
I mean
You know?
that's very good to hear, man. I mean you're trying your best to be intentional about it. And I
I'm
mean,
trying.
and to me, you're not an absentee father, man. You know what I mean?
No,
You
absolutely,
know,
absolutely.
I watch you and your wife as parents, man, and to see you guys just keep going, and you're doing what you have to do, man. I commend that, man.
I appreciate that,
And
bro.
that's
I appreciate that, man.
that's
But you know what, one thing I want to say, right? And thank you again for that. But I will say this though, and it's about Des Bryant, actually reminds me of it. So I think people automatically think, for very good reason, like an absentee parent is the only type of parent that can cause trauma, right? In a household. Like Des Bryant was like with his mother. You know what I mean? So sometimes there are people that are within the household who aren't self-reflecting, right? Who aren't trying to make changes based. It could have been that they were brought up a different way and went through something, right? But they didn't kind of get that help that you had talked about off air. We talked about people kind of like realizing where they're at, what's happened to them, and make the change, right?
Right.
So those people are in the house still reinforcing the negative stereotypes or negative upbringing that they had. And just that's a generational curse, right? It's not just the absentee parent, it's the present parent who's not aware and doing
Absolutely.
that, man, you know?
Absolutely. It's like being in the house with with a stranger. Sometimes, man, they be so basically not getting work for what stuff that you've been through, meaning that, you know, you can go see a therapist. You work on trying to be different because you know that you have kids currently in your life now. You know that you're causing them harm, especially with it, like, just get the help if you're willing to do it, because you're going to cause your children to grow up to not be able to express themselves, and they'll potentially be able to, you know, have kids and do the same thing that you're doing to them. So it's continuing the cycle and not allowing someone to live to their full potential because you're bringing on stuff that you've been through in your past onto your kids in their future. And I just feel like that's stuff that needs to be broken. But I mean, it's only going to start if you're willing to get the help to realize that sometimes you don't know how to get help. You just stuck in, you know, the stuff that you just stuck in growing up. And I mean, it's hard. It's
It
I know
is.
it's more easier said than actually done, but it's just like it's only going to break if you realize, you know, what you've been through, and you don't want that to carry on into your kids in their future.
Absolutely, man. And therapy, man, like therapy is a very, I read this and I think it's true, is that, you know, in our culture, African American culture, I think it's improving, but therapy it has been kind of like frowned upon for many years, but I do think it's improving. There's more conversation now than there ever was. But also in the Asian community, man, I don't know if you knew that, but like I almost think that they're having a bigger issue with that than we are. I don't mean to say they, we, like we're not all the same type of people, but you get what I'm saying. Like that demographic of people doesn't really statistically do a lot of work in like mental health with therapy and things of that sort. So it's just interesting, but I definitely think it's needed in all cultures, all races, man, to get out there, find somebody, talk to somebody, get the help you need, especially for yourself, but more especially if you have children, you know, because you want them to be the best version and representation of you. And the only way to do that is to uplift them and pour into them, man, you know?
I totally agree. I do not knock therapy at all. I'm telling you, because, you know, over these last couple of years, I've actually, I'm not saying a couple of years, it'd be like, man, what's prolonging it? But there's been, man, sometimes you just, when you get a chance to sit in that quiet place and just think about some things and some things that bother you, man, you just be like, man, I definitely need to go talk to somebody, you know? And
Absolutely.
you shouldn't be afraid to do it, man. You know I'd be procrastinating, but like I said, it's the same as what we're talking about. When you procrastinate and, you know, and you don't get the help that you feel that you need, or you might fall in depression and stuff like that, man. So it's important. I mean, I'm a huge supporter, man. Don't be afraid to go speak to a therapist. And number one, expressing your feelings. I'm happy I didn't see anybody on Dez Bryant's post with him being emotional, because that's another thing that we can talk about, and him being a man and being able to express himself that way.
Absolutely.
People could have been, you know, acting funny in the comments about a man crying and stuff, man. We can break that and dead
Yeah. But you
that.
know, I was reading the comments, man, and it was really supportive. People were talking about like the strength in him being able to show his emotion, you
Absolutely.
know. But that's progress, man, because I don't think that that would have been the same, you know, a couple years ago, right? Actually, that brings me, you know, I always get off track and off topic, right? But just really quickly, like kind of similar, is back to the NFL draft. There's a kid coming out this year who's very talented, named Caleb Williams, right? Young African American quarterback, was projected to be the number one pick, still kind of is, right? But it's up for debate. I'm watching TV the other day, and it comes up about concerns on the board.
Uh-oh.
There was a game where he was with his mother and they lost the game, and his mom was in the stands. He went over to his mom and broke down and started crying, like in her arms, right? So Caleb is probably like 22, 23 years old, but he's crying with his mom's. Don't you know that that was put as one of the weaknesses for Caleb Williams? How can
Oh,
he lead an
wow.
organization of men if he's crying in his mother's arms? But that type of messaging, right, is what would like dissuade a Des Bryant from coming forward and having
Yeah,
those
being
conversations, because
emotional, right.
you're supposed to, we're taught you're supposed to be a man, you're supposed to be tough,
Right.
you're not supposed to show emotion. It's crazy, man. It's actually being used against you in many
Yeah.
ways, when you reach that level, man. So shout out to Des Bryant, man, and shout out to Caleb Williams. You know what I'm
Absolutely.
saying?
Thank you for sharing that. Shout out to Des Bryant as well. Thank you for sharing that, man. 'Cause yeah, it caused us to really dig a little more deeper into it and talk about it today, man. We appreciate it, and I'm a supporter.
Sure, man. And maybe we can at this leave some helpful numbers, for people that might
Yeah.
want to reach out to someone and have a conversation, man. We can probably do that. I'm jumping ahead of
Yeah.
myself, but I'm thinking we could probably put that in
Yeah, we'll
our
put that
podcast
in
too.
on yeah, we'll definitely find some support groups and some support numbers out there for somebody that, maybe going through something and don't know what to do or don't have nobody to talk to. We can find some outlets for you to help you out
Absolutely.
in that. Absolutely. Real quick, before we get into our next topic, we have an introducing a new segment to the show, and it's called What Would You Do? So I want you guys to check out this clip, and then we'll be right back.
A husband crossed the line when he left his wife at the airport. The husband explained they had about 15 minutes until boarding started, and his wife insisted on going to Starbucks, which was on a different terminal. He told her she didn't have time, but she didn't listen. He waited as long as possible, but when the gate agent was about to close the door, he decided to get on the plane, and the wife did not make the connection.
Yeah, throw the whole wife away. First of all, he was going to visit his daughter. So when the wife decided to go to another terminal with 15 minutes to board the plane, she made him make a choice between her and his daughter. So
Erica.
there was a trip planned before. She overslept, so they already missed the flight. So this is the second time that they're going to try to see his daughter. So when she decided that she was going to delay or just take her sweet time, like the plane was supposed to wait for her, then he did the right thing and he got his butt on that plane to go see his daughter.
All right, that clip was
Wow.
from the Daily Blast Live. So thank you for that clip. So yeah, let's talk about that. And the segment is called What Would You Do? Now I've listened to this clip multiple times about this husband and his wife being at the airport. I did not know that this is the second time, because she basically overslept when he was going to see he now this is not her daughter, this is his daughter. They're at the airport and they have 15 minutes to board the plane. And we know anyone that's been at the airport, they do not play with that time. You're not
No.
boarding within that time frame. They close those doors. You might as well go cry and go to a find out where you can get another flight. She had 15 minutes. She wanted to go to a total different terminal just so she can go to Starbucks or wherever she wanted to go get her coffee at. Now, this is the second time, so I know the tolerance level is maybe a little less than what you would normally give someone. Because she overslept the first time, she decided that, they're about to board. She didn't give a darn. She still wanted to go to a different terminal. And we know walking from terminal to terminal or different concourses, whatever you want to call it, can be a long time. That walk can be very long. And she didn't care. He warned her. He waited as long as he can wait. What would you do? I'm giving my opinion. It's going to be real quick. He did the right thing. Get on the plane. She'll get the next flight. What you gonna say, bro?
Really quickly, that sounds great. I agree with you. Actually doing that is very hard to do, bro.
It's
It's
very hard
very hard to do, because I've
to
been that one in the car to be like, yo, if you're not outside in 5 minutes, I'm leaving. I'm
Yep,
out for
and you
real.
said that like 50 times.
Yo, 50 times, bro. 10 minutes go by, 15 minutes, you still sitting in the car, bro. You know what I'm saying? But yes, I agree with the brother. More power to him for actually getting on the plane. I'm interested to know if they're still together, though. That's the next part. I don't
Yeah,
know.
that's very interesting. Well, thank you guys for checking in our segment. What would you do? We want to know, what would you do in that situation? Please leave a comment. You can email us anything you want to do. We're going to read it. We want to know your responses. What would you do? Please let us know. All right, man. And we're back. Let's get into our next topic. Are we going to get into it right now, or what you want to do?
I mean, hey, I'm here. What's up?
All right, check it. We're going to play this clip, and we're going to be right back. And this clip was actually dropped by Masterpiece. It was dropped by Masterpiece. So let's check this clip out.
We cannot be black and proud in niggas too. Mm. White folks are planning for three generations, and we're planning for Saturday night. Mm. The goal for us is to win, not to look like we're winning. I would rather carry a plastic bag with $5,000 in it than to carry a $5,000 Louis Vuitton bag with $100 in it. You just looking like you winning. You ain't winning. Louis Vuitton is winning. Nike's winning. Armani is winning. Gucci's winning. It is interesting to me that the rich stay rich by pretending to be poor, and the poor stay poor by pretending to be rich. And if we do not fix this level of financial illiteracy, lots of reasons why we are at the bottom of every single economic statistic that matters.
All right, that was that clip.
That's a tough one. That's a deep one right here.
It's very deep. Every time you listen to it, it makes you go into a deeper thought. Now, mind you, I listened to this and I already had notes, but every time I listen to it, it's like something different comes to mind. So I don't know what you want to do. You want to take it first, or would you want me to go?
You got this one, man. You got this one. This is a tough one.
One thing that stuck out to me that I thought was this is stuff that I talk about all the time. So when I seen this clip, you sent this clip to me, right, bro? You sent this clip to me. I basically did a backflip, because it's just like when you hear somebody say something that you're always talking about, it's always like, yes, somebody else is like this. It doesn't make no sense. So one thing he said, he said the rich stays rich by pretending to be broke, and the poor stays poor by pretending to be rich. And This is crazy for me, because I never understood the reason of people buying expensive cars, bags and clothes, and you have no money in the bank. We want these image. We like they say, keeping up with the Joneses, as they call it. You know what I mean? And you go back to your home and you ain't even got no food in the refrigerator, because you too, your mindset is it's more than, you know, people not having financial literacy. It's like a lot of people have, like, I feel like it's a mental thing for some people too, to pretend and not actually, how would I say it? It's the mindset of people focusing more on pretending instead of actually fixing their situation to make their delusion, their delusional situation actually become a reality. If I can say that, it's kind of funny saying that, but it just seems that he says that goal is to actual win, not to actually look like you're winning. And I just never understood that, because I know people. I'm not dropping names. I'm not doing that. And I've been around people that have a delusion of pretending. And if I always felt, if you take that energy and put that into actually trying to win, instead of faking to pretend like you're winning, your life would be much better than actually having to basically wake up every day and pretend and be something that you're not, to me.
That's just I agree with you.
Yeah.
The one thing that I mean, I think we both agree on this, but I'm going to go back to it, because I do think it is about financial literacy, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think, I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. I don't think people choose to not be aware of how to better their lives economically, if that is even makes sense, right?
Yes, like
I think it's about having the knowledge, right? Access to information, right? I think that plays a major part in it, right? So, like, I think a lot of times in life, man, we talked about like breaking generational curses and like being exposed to different things. Sometimes what you see in front of you is all you know, right? So when you watch TV, and I'm not giving an excuse, please don't think I'm giving an excuse to this. I'm just trying to like maybe make sense in some way of kind of what we're seeing, right? Of like you watch this stuff on TV, you see the glitz and the glamour in videos and movies, and people want that for their lives, but don't know how to take the steps to actually do it in a way that's going to create generational wealth for their families, right? I think not just financial literacy, like education as a whole. Like some schools are actually teaching these young kids stock markets very early, right? And if you're blessed and fortunate enough to be in those type of settings, you're probably not going to make those same decisions, right? But that's not widespread across the board, bro. Like the school systems are all, I'm not giving excuses. I'm just
Nah,
saying
I know you see me laughing, but
how
no,
we
I'm
can
not.
get to this
No,
point.
I'm agreeance in what you're saying. But on the other hand, I absolutely feel that there's a lot of lazy people out here. There's a lot of lazy people and people that are stuck in their ways. And I feel like some people, it doesn't matter what's laid out there in front of you, they will not grab it. They will not grasp to it to better their situation. They're so stuck in their ways. It's just so ridiculous because they're so lazy. And we get so stuck in that we don't basically the clothes and stuff that we like to buy, we don't have the man. Some people don't think to maybe create those things for yourself instead of just making other people rich, just so you can just stay broke. You know, some people, that's not all people. Some people financially are well off. They can go buy as many new stuff as they want, all those name brand stuff, buy it. You know, you're taking care of your household. You're an entrepreneur. You got your own business, or you may work for somebody and your finances is just there. You know what I mean? You're doing well. You're making sure that you're splurging, but you're also making sure that your finances stay in order and you're able to, you know, afford what you need to afford. It's not, this is not that. This right here is strictly those people that just, like you said, some people just don't know how. But I don't give that to the excuse to the people that just love to just keep pretending. I just feel like you, some people just lazy, man, just
No,
lazy,
that's a
lazy,
fact.
lazy.
That's a fact. And I think social media has made it worse.
Yes.
You know, we've talked about this before of like, you know, people get online and like no, like I said, I posted the other day, right? Nobody's sharing their failures on social media, right? No one's sharing their hard times on social media. It's all the best of the best every single day, right? So people want to live up or try to keep up with whatever image that they're seeing, and then they go make very poor decisions in real life, trying to like portray an image. So like for that, absolutely agree with you. You see that every single day. It's this very sad way of being. But yeah, I agree with you, man. There are people out there that probably do, you know, try to look for shortcuts in everything they do in life, and as a
Man.
result, are stuck on that hamster wheel, man. You know what I mean?
And yeah, man, I mean, I hope, man, I want people to just win, man. And I feel like, you know, it changing your mindset, man, and getting that education, and the want to do better, man, because you can get all the education you want, man. If you don't want to do better, good luck to you, man. And you know, some, I'm not gonna lie, man, that, you know, stuff like that is what caused me to distance myself from people. And not saying I'm not, and I on no means listen to, you know, and say that I'm better than nobody. But when you're trying to do better in life and you attach to your people, attach to people that just don't want to do better, and they're just good with just being liars and being fake, I can't do it. I will disrespect you. I won't say a word. I'm just gonna distance
I'm gonna
myself from
slide off.
you.
I'm just gonna
I'm
slide
slide
off.
off. And I know we had that discussion before of just sliding off and not telling nobody. This is gonna be a thing where I'm gonna slide off and not tell nobody. I'm sorry. I don't care. I just, because mentally for me, it's just something like, you know how, like, I know this is maybe getting off subject, but mentally for me, it does better for me to be able just to distance myself, to just basically shake that type of stuff off, man, because you end up getting lazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you may get off track to what you're trying to do. So it's no disrespect. It's just like, if you try to like steer people you around in different directions, man, and they don't want to grasp to it, sometimes it's okay to advance off and go and then come back maybe, and maybe it'll work again.
Yeah, it's like what they say, like there's a reason and a season for some relationships.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I think that's what you're saying right there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Breaking off sometimes may push that person or the person you're around to do something different sometimes.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? Absolutely. They might be inspired by what they see you doing.
Yeah, going forward. And speaking of that, that's the type of stuff that I like to do about people that I'm around, man. And I don't think I do it intentionally, though. It's just the way I am, man, to just like trying to figure out the better way to do things and not just like, I can't live that lifestyle of pretending like I got it and don't got it. The goal is to win, just to look like I'm winning.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with that, man. Like, I don't think there's nothing wrong with feeling like, yeah, I want to win in real life.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that, bro. You know what I'm saying? So now shout out to those that you know, shout out to everybody. I just put it like that.
Yeah. Yeah. For real. You know? I know that this discussion can really go deeper. So anybody that's out there listening, man, please, we would like to get your takes on any discussions that we discuss on our episodes, man, so we can dig a little deeper. I'm not to say all be all, man. I can always be educated on certain stuff. That's the reason why we talk about certain things. I'm not always right, even though I pretend like I'm, you know, I may say that. That's just all joking.
Breakthrough.
Yeah, yeah.
Breakthrough.
It is a breakthrough moment. But, man, yeah, man, we would like to discuss this with people listening to our episodes and our show. And not only that, we're also going to be going on our YouTube channel. So we'll let people know, and this is not going to just be all talk. We're going to let you guys know where to come join us at for our episodes and chime in. And it gives you opportunity to actually come up on our show and be on one of our recordings, man. So yeah, make sure you stay tuned for that. You got anything, bro?
Nah, man, just a lot of good content, man. Looking forward to just continuing these conversations. Definitely looking forward to the feedback from those listeners, man.
Yeah.
We appreciate you. It's always helpful. Any suggestions or things you want to hear about, always love to hear from people. So, don't be shy. Reach out to us.
Yeah.
Two Sides, One Story.
Yeah. So thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Two Sides, One Story. We appreciate you guys. I'm your host, Darnell.
This is Rob.
Peace.